Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs and to all of our listeners who have been during this virus tuning into the show more than ever before, because the business of doing business in America is more important than ever. And we appreciate it. And we are streaming videos and stories of entrepreneurship and people dealing with entrepreneurship every day. Thanks to the team at Radio Entrepreneurs, Nathan Gobes and Chris Jarrell, who have a face for radio, so they're not on screen right now. So, but our next guest, I think, who really has turned his company, changed his company dramatically in the last 2 weeks, changed their whole go-to-market strategy, but they're more important to ever to all of us and our infrastructures of our cities and towns and regions. I want to welcome David Rubenstein, CEO, Opti RTC. Welcome, David.
Hey, good morning, Jeffrey. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Well, I sort of led you off. I put you on a pedestal and I, with a mouthful, why don't you tell our listeners what you're doing, what you're doing at Opti and why it's so important right now that people stay connected with what you're doing.
Sure. So at Opti, we have an advanced set of technologies, Internet of Things, sensors that read the environment, we read the weather forecast, and then we can manage stormwater facilities. The simplest example is a stormwater pond, which operates very similar to your bathtub. It has an overflow hole near the top, so it doesn't overtop in wet weather events. What we actually do is put a smart valve on that overflow hole so that we can retain the water longer, hold it back from flooding in communities, or hold it back from going through the wastewater treatment plants where they could be overwhelmed from a storm and therefore putting raw sewage out into the environment. Or we hold the water longer to ensure that the pollutants are removed before it's released out into the wild. Whatever the case is, Opti can monitor water flows, manage the storage of it and the distribution of it at the right time so the communities don't get overwhelmed with pollutants and flooding.
Well, you know, David, maybe I'm ignorant, but if I'm listening to you, while all of us are learning how important home is right now, if our cities and towns and regions are not putting in at a, it seems like a minimal cost compared to traditional technology, this process, we could be staying home. And as flooding happens all over the country, which we know is going to happen, we could be losing those homes, which is our last bastion of security.
That's correct. And, you know, in this pandemic crisis, the last thing we need are natural disasters or floods overwhelming our homes and displacing our families and really upsetting the communities. And we've seen some remarkable results with our technology in a couple of the major cities in this country where we've laid out watershed control scale, which means from pond to pond and how the water moves across a community. We're able to hold it back. Sometimes we can hold back 99% of the water from any kind of flooding event. Now more than ever, with the ever-changing environment, we've got to get ahead of this. And I have to say, actually, the demand for our products and our services has escalated over the past month, which is creates a lot of discourse in my mind, given what we're going through in society today. But we know coming out of the crisis, there's opportunity. And that opportunity is to continue to clean up our environment and make our urban environments a lot safer.
So just to give some contextual context, the reason we reached out to you initially was I was watching the last presidential debate for the Democrats, and Bernie Sanders was railing on fossil fuels and what it was going to do for flooding, how it was going to increase our flooding potential. Yeah. And Biden, the way I interpreted it, because this is all subjective, basically said, you don't have to tell me about flooding. I live in Maryland and we're just about the most risky area of the whole country. We got this much protection in Maryland. So it is a, you know, in the midst of the pandemic, these guys are debating flooding at some level. And so I want to bring that home and ask you about what your thoughts were about that discussion they had.
Well, the reality is Mother Nature moves on regardless of what's going on, whether we're in a recession, we have a pandemic, we have wars, but nature continues to morph and evolve. And I like to say Mother Nature has the last at bat in every game we play. In the case of Maryland, they've done a tremendous job cleaning up their stormwater problems because the Chesapeake Bay started to have spots that were dying. And not only is it a beautiful resource, but it's an important part of the economy in the mid-Atlantic states. So they've implemented programs around water quality, flood control and mitigation. And it's a very advanced environment down in Maryland, and it's showing terrific results. And we've got to get other states on board. So as the Secretary of Maryland Department of Transportation said, he just thinks the smart pond technology is the coolest thing. We dramatically lower the cost for taxpayers. So we do something for $100,000 that people typically resolve for $2 million.
Wow.
So imagine the scale on how we can clean things up and the ability to repurpose that water as well. So with Opti, you get multiple solutions in one software platform.
So that leads me to two questions. One, are cities and towns still working on these things? Are they still talking to you? And how are you reaching your market during this evolving time?
I have to say, this is the largest sales pipeline we've had in the 6-year history of this company.
Wow.
So yeah, they're reaching out. And you know, one of the things we've found is we're very good at working virtually as a company. It's just natural for us because of the way we're set up, but a lot of our customers aren't. So we're helping to support some of them. They don't have VPNs, but we're offering support through Zoom and whatever we can do to help them manage their facilities. Additionally, Public Works has to continue on. And just about every customer has said, please keep it moving, press on. We've only had one project stall, and it was more of a study around green infrastructure and how effective it is. So I can understand the jurisdiction putting that on pause. But all the other orders are moving through. We are seeing a little bit of a slowdown in our supply chain, but we are in touch with every customer once a week or in touch with our suppliers. And so far, it's all systems go.
Are you, a lot of my clients at our consulting firm have, you know, obviously there's no travel, there's not the traditional sales. They've totally revamped the way they are communicating to the marketplace. Did you have to do the same thing?
Yeah, well, we immediately went into, I'll say, digital marketing mode, which is a big piece of my background. So we're putting out information every day that's helpful to the community through LinkedIn, through Twitter. Through a lot of sharing of information. And basically, we want to get the message out that number one, everybody needs to stay safe and healthy. And if the customers can't get to their sites, our folks can look at them through the internet. We have cameras out at most sites. We have the dashboards. So we're providing that extra level of support. But it's also natural for us because whenever we see major storm events or hurricanes, our folks are constantly monitoring those sites. Because that's the passion they have to ensure everybody's safe.
And how do you keep your workforce connected during all this?
So we have daily team stand-ups via Zoom. That's also been a natural part of their operation. The difference is we're not all physically together. We have all hands every other week. We've instituted a program called Lunch from Home where our teams actually have lunch together and the company is paying for that. I do occasional surveys to find out how people are feeling, and most recently, 100% of the folks feel very well connected to Opti. And this is a team that would not hold back in telling me otherwise. And I randomly come in on a Google chat or a video just to see how each person's doing. Some of our folks live alone. That's kind of concerning to me. So we've opened up our Zoom licenses for personal use so that people can stay connected.
That's great. Now, we've asked you at Radio Entrepreneurs to be a frequent guest here because, again, we're concerned with, protecting people in their homes and making sure that cities are staying and counties and towns are staying on top of these things during these times and we're not faced with a sort of a crisis on top of a crisis.
Right.
So we've asked you to come on with different guests and speak with us frequently, and that's okay with you?
Yeah, very much. I think citizens need to know what is going on out there. There's a lot of clamoring about climate change and there's a lot of concerns. There's a lot of great news coming out of the private sector in what they're doing to help lessen our carbon footprint. There's a lot of great work going on across jurisdictions, government entities, and then a lot of the technology that's coming out. There's some really cool things. And I believe that we do have the capabilities to handle this dynamically changing environment.
And with the infrastructure of North America, and I combine Canada with that because there's the Great Lakes and Hudson's Bay and the Arctic Ocean, and the Pacific and the Atlantic and the Gulf, we are actually more susceptible to flooding than almost any other part of the world, aren't we? Are we just internally with water and externally surrounding us with water that could be rising?
Well, the amount of water that can be fed into the atmosphere around us is fairly daunting. But a big issue here is urbanization. And just look at the amount of pavement we have on the ground. And what people don't understand is when rain hits the pavement, it's the number one carrier of pollutants. So it just washes into our yards and into our playgrounds and everything else. So we can get ahead of this, but we need to plan better. And if you take a look at like a Sidewalk Toronto project, there's a lot of planning going on that 14-acre parcel to be much more resilient to the changing climate.
You know, I read an article 2 days ago in a national press that said, this is a message from Mother Nature that we have not respected her and that we better step back and respect her that much more today or she will continue to punish us. And I think that is a good message to human beings and people that we have to live in harmony with our environment and not just take advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many benefits from the environment. What are we reading now? Get outside, get your vitamin D, be healthy, breathe fresh air. You know, I heard a similar story about Mother Nature, and the message is Mother Nature has sent us all to our rooms to give us time to think about what we've done to damage her.
Right. That's very good.
We have been sent to our rooms.
I think you got to Chris. I think I heard a wow from the background. As, you know, Chris has a lot of political background, and that's okay, Chris. You're allowed. And David, if anybody's looking for you or for Opti, how could they find it easily? Because we need citizens also to speak to their governments as well.
Yes, please. Everybody speak up. We're
mobilized.
Great impact here. So you can find us on the web at www.optirtc. So that's optirtc.com. There's plenty of information on there for you. We've got some pretty slick videos out on YouTube. You can Google us and find us on CNBC, where a feature was done on flood mitigation in the city of Albany. But please reach out to us. We're very happy to share. We just want to help our planet and our society heal and live a more thriving life.
Wow. Everybody remember that David Rubenstein, CEO, Opti RTC. Check them out. I assume you're on LinkedIn and Facebook and
Twitter. I am.
Join them and make sure that your cities and towns that we're protected in our homes, because we don't need another problem right now. I can't imagine, you know, 2 months ago, if I had to leave my home, I'd go to a hotel. And today I can't go to a hotel. So
that's right.
We got to protect what we've got here. And thank you for being on the show. We're looking forward to seeing you again in the future and speaking to you, hearing from you on Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you, David.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.